What are the effects on the international economy? Internationally now. Remember, this system is spread all around the world. It's not just in the United States, right? This debt money system. Next. So, it fuels the growth of multinational corporations. It's behind the growth. It's behind the drive to globalize this monetary system. Next. All nation states, wealthy and third world, doesn't matter, everybody's in debt, are exposed to debt and driven to compete for exports. Everyone wants to export to get money as a nation, right? If a firm cannot obtain sufficient sales from their national markets, they're gonna go abroad, right? They gotta pay their debts as well as, you know, pay their workers and their expenses and everything. Next. In an economy riddled by debt and people lacking disposable income, right? What wins? You go into a store and you go, I'm going to buy that, that's cheaper. It might not last as long, but you know, I don't have enough money. I can't buy the better product. So multinationals grow on that. They have, they buy in bulk. They do everything in bulk. So they can offer cheaper products. They're not very good, but they're cheaper. And people need to buy them because we don't have enough money left after we pay the debts and pay the rent and whatever to buy something. It's built into the system. And so the multinational corporations, they grow and grow. Next. And multinationals are also in debt. If you look at their balance sheet, they have credit lines, they have like credit cards with all the commercial banks, right? I mean, they have loans from commercial banks, but they have a little more clout with commercial banks because they take really big loans, you know, billions of dollars, $500 million, because they're big, they can do that. And they get it from the banking system, you know, they're together, but again, remember, commercial banks are unique. They're the ones that get to create our money out of debt. Next. Multinationals are the ultimate creation of the debt money system, the culmination of the unfair advantage given to big business in the debt economy. It explains globalization and why corporations have so much power around the world. Mass production, cost-cutting, employment shedding, outsourcing, bulk transport, extensive marketing, you've all heard all of these. But behind it is this money system. Next. I want to talk a little bit and then I'll hand